With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A passenger plane has burst into flames after it skid off a runway in a South Korean airport and slammed into a concrete fence when its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy, killing at least 85 people in one of the country's worst aviation disasters. The National Fire Agency said rescuers raced to pull people from the Jeju Air passenger plane carrying 181 people at the airport in the town of Muan, about 290 kilometers south of Seoul. Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's commutation of 37 death sentences this week was motivated more by politics than ethics. Obviously, he considering the three whose sentences he did not commute.
The Boston Marathon bomber, the Tree of Life bomber, or a shooter, and the Charleston shooter. So Joe Biden was willing to commute every death sentence on federal death row, except for the most politically inconvenient murderers.
Cotton says Biden's selective commutations for federal death row inmates this week sends a cruel message to the families of the victims.
So what message does that send to those 37 families and their friends and their fellow police officers who were shot or killed or tortured in cold blood, that your loved one is expendable? Your loved one is not politically inconvenient, so we're going to let his murderer get off.
At least two people have died, six more injured after several tornadoes touched down in Texas and Mississippi earlier today, damaging homes and flipping vehicles. The National Weather Service says Saturday's tornadoes touched down north and south of Houston. Three firefighters, a dozen passengers injured in Florida after a fire truck drove around the crossing arms into the path of a high-speed passenger train after waiting for a freight train to pass. The fire truck was torn into two, and debris from the crash spread over several hundred feet. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe with SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Republican Attorney General says Russell Coleman says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the costs of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department had requested the opinion of its amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means the department is required to pay. This is SRN News. Pre-construction work to design a new Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will soon begin.
In January, that work will include topographic and underwater surveys. The rebuilding effort is expected to take nearly 4 years and cost about $2 billion. In August, the Maryland Transportation Authority awarded the construction contract to the Omaha, Nebraska-based Hewitt Corporation. The bridge collapsed March 26th after a container ship lost power and crashed into one of its columns, sending six members of a roadwork crew plunging to their deaths. John Scott reporting.
The discount chain Big Lots has reached a deal that will keep hundreds of its stores open. Big Lots said it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, which specializes in distressed companies. Gordon Brothers will then transfer Big Lots stores to other retailers. Variety Wholesalers, which owns more than 400 discount stores, plans to acquire between 200 and 400 Big Lots to operate. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.